Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Goose can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour two of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Let us get to headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Got damages done, my friend. Coming up later on this hour, we have five-star Frog Boys Big Board coming up in the 1 o'clock hour today. And lots more shenanigans along the way. We got to get some Heat stuff as well. There's a lot of stuff in the NBA ether. Panthers en route to Alberta to take on these Edmonton Oilers. I was getting a little fired up on the way here today. I listened to some Canadian hockey podcasts.
Are you serious?
I did.
Oh, my God.
I had to find some hate lines. They're very nice in comparison to other places, except, Toronto fans are a little bit nutty. But one guy was like, I think that the Oilers are going to spank the Panthers. I was like, you don't think that. You know, am I wrong? Because I am of the ilk. This is what I really think. I think the Panthers are going to dog walk the Oil, dude. I really do.
Really?
I think they're going to dog walk them.
Huh.
Like, this is the thing. They were kicking their ass that series. You got a little squeaky cheeks. We all got to that point of a game 7.
Yeah.
And I know everybody wants to do the redemption arc thing. While there have been additions on both sides, I just feel like the Panthers' additions are vast. And it's not just, like, people always look at the Panthers at depth like there's a bunch of journeymen all over the place. Dude, this team runs real deep. And also, they got the better goalie. You guys are always sleeping on Barkov. Every single time I do these things, people are sleeping on Barky. I just think they're gonna whoop the Oilers' ass, dude. I'm talking top hats and monocles. I think it's going to be top hats and monocles in this series,
that's
dude.
That's what you want it to
no,
be.
No, I don't think it's not what I it's what I feel in my bones, Leo.
You always feel that in your
bones. That's what I feel in my bones.
Wait. He's still saying Heat 5 and they ain't played a playoff.
It's one of these things where, like, I feel like the respectful thing is everybody wants to say, it's going to be a long series. I got to fear McDavid. He's real. I get McDavid's good. I get they got drives. I get it, dude. We get it. All right, we have to all say the proper things, but
I mean,
if you really ask me in my heart of hearts, I just don't think anybody can hang with the Cats.
So here's how I look at all these Panthers series. The one thing they do to every team they play, the longer they go, and this determines how good the other team is, they wear you down over a game, a series, a bunch of games. Like, they just wear you. They beat you up. But last year, it went to game seven. So I'm not just dismissing and say, oh, this year? Ah, gentlemen sweep. You have to know that these teams aren't that far apart. The styles are different. Now, I like the style that the Panthers play simply because we've seen what they can do with teams that are fast. Ask Carolina. Right? So, yeah, we are definitely, I'm definitely feeling good about
Toronto,
it.
Toronto, highly skilled as well.
Right. But at the same time, sometimes these series take a couple of games for them to start dominating.
Dade South.
Stop! Don't.
It's too good. Leroy is et tu Blue Sterena. If you guys are just tuning in today.
We don't need a recap!
That's radio.
Yeah.
Like, if Len was listening right now, I'd be like, he gotta reset. Tell the audience.
Mm-hmm. No, he wouldn't.
That's what he says.
And if you are just tuning in, Leroy's got a blue beard.
Yarrgh.
Like a pirate.
Yeah, the whole first hour, it kind of just seems like he wanted cookie.
So, Tirsk, 86.
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord, Leroy.
Smith, and tell us how you feel, Bluey Armstrong.
Satchimo.
Oh, my God. Anyway, so, I don't know, man. I'm just like, I was really like, you really think that the Oilers are gonna spank the Cats? I just don't think that. And to be fair, you're gonna have to get me down 0-3 to not be confident. Like, that's where I'm gonna be. You're gonna have to put the Cats in the corner like they did to you last year,
right?
Like, that's where you're gonna have to put me. And if you think that, in a position like if the Panthers in a situation jump out in this series. You telling me that's not gonna feel enormous pressure on Edmonton right off the bat if the Panthers steal home ice?
It would suck some of the life.
100%.
But here's the other thing that they could always say. Right? We came back from 3-0 before. We came back down. And
it's a cute thing to say.
It's a cute thing to say. But that's all you're gonna have.
Yeah, that's all. But you know what that is? That's desperation. That's all that is.
Okay.
That's all that is. That's all that is. Right. So, I don't know. I just feel like I'm having to give a lot of respect to a team that, like,
hey,
how about we give respect to the champs? How about we do that?
Yes, I am.
I feel like more respect is given to the team that lost and a comeback story. No, I do. I feel like more people
in Canada.
More people. No, just in general. I think more people are giving respect to the story arc and thinking redemption more than dynasty.
Well, because,
and that's the truth of it.
Because here's why. Because they have Connor McDavid.
Yeah, and he won it.
And if there was any other player than him on the team, they wouldn't be talking about it.
You want to know something? He's excellent, okay? I'm not trying to disparage Connor McDavid, even though he got a trophy he didn't deserve last year. I'm not trying to disparage him. He's a tremendous player. How about we respect Alexander Barkov a little bit more? How about that?
Well,
when you
ask hockey people, they say he's the second best player.
I don't, because you want to know something? I'm tuning into the hockey coverage, and where's the love for Barkov? Because even these days, the story is Marchand or Bobrovsky or Tkachuk, and I'm talking three Selkies, dude. Three Selkies for Barkey out here. He just manhandled your ass. We're talking Marco, three Selkies.
Before yesterday. This dude didn't even know what a Selkie is.
I knew what a Selkie is. You didn't know what a Selkie is.
Wow.
You didn't know what a Selkie is. No, you didn't know what a Selkie is.
Wow.
And you want to know something about Barkey?
Yeah.
You want to know something about him?
Yeah.
He's Selkie smooth, dude. He's Selkie smooth, and he basically won that last game by himself, manhandling the Hurricanes, and I don't feel like he's getting the love he deserves.
You know what? Like, I know, I get you do that as a fan.
No, I'm doing that as the truth.
Just give me another ring.
Yeah. All right. You know what? Leroy, then don't watch the rings. Just watch the box score. If you're not here for the journey, okay, then just put on your blindfold and I'll wake you up when we arrive at our destination.
Really? Really?
Yeah. When people went on voyages, you know what the part of it was? Enjoying the journey.
Hmm.
You're just like, meh, wake me up when we get there.
No.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
You better battle Canada with me.
Of course I am.
You're going to battle Canada, dude?
Listen, I just think, like, it's going to be I think it's going to go six. I just do. I think you're going to go six because the Panthers, like, they wear you down. And, you know, the energy as these games and these series go, you could just see they suck the life out of the other team.
Some say they leave you black and blue.
For Tobin!
Put on the blue blockers. Blue erase Iris. Double Dragon Leroy.
Point for Twitcher!
Robin Hill says, it's never why the Panthers are winning. It's always why what the other team did wrong. You're 100% right, dude. It's 100% right.
Right. Correct.
100% right.
Well, because here's the other thing. And we just saw this with Indiana, right? When that Knicks series started, there was no way Indiana was good enough to beat the Knicks, right?
Except when I told you they were going to win that series. Easily.
And then as these games went on, they would talk more about what the Knicks weren't doing instead of what Indiana was doing.
I love how the Knicks are like the fakest good fans in the league because they're ready to just sell off everybody. It's so great. They're like they can't wait.
They're unhinged people.
Blue one filthy.
Oh, that's good. Give that this the Dade South's putting up Wilt numbers today.
2-1 filthy.
Point for Twitcher.
Crook at the King says, I can't take my boy Leroy seriously today. I just can't. Teemo version of Stitch.
Oh god.
Leroy and Stitch.
Leroy and Stitch.
I'm blue, I've a need, I've a died, I've a need, I've a died, I've a need, I've a died, I've a need, I've a
Nyar.
Yeah. Oh, and here's Nunya. I think Leroy's done with all of this. He's blue in the face with all the joy.
Predictable yet delightful.
Point for Twitcher.
Glad I could be entertaining for you clowns.
Don't blame us, dude. Blame Big Spoon.
Blew his house. Blew little window.
Little boy blue. Take a break. Back after this. Uh-huh.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. A podcast all about human connection and radical honesty. All through June for Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. You'll laugh, cry, and maybe even end up feeling a little bit better. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll have a blue Christmas.
Dude, today will never get old. This is going to go down as one of my favorite shows in show history.
Yeah, this is good. I got a couple more in the chamber, too.
Don't get so mad at me. He just put on his headset. You know when Leroy's really bothered? It's when he does that thing where, like, it's not bite his lips, but he extends the lips down to the bottom lip, and I just know that that's when we've really got him pissed. I feel like is this me? I'm not doing bit here, I swear to God. But does it look like it's gotten even more vibrant as the show's gone on?
It is.
Almost like a peacock.
It's getting bluer by the second.
It does. It's gotten more vibrant as the show. Is it the lighting in here?
Maybe it's the lighting. I feel like, you know, light and dye sometimes.
We're friends like you guys.
So, here's some fodder in the NBA world.
Ooh, fodder.
According to, what's this guy's name? Kelly Iko, covers the Rockets for The Athletic.
Oh, yes, Kelly, my boy.
He says, Rockets and Suns, this is not to say the Rockets and Suns are not in communication. On the contrary, Phoenix is aggressive in the pursuit of trading Kevin Durant and regaining full control of their draft capital, starting with the number 10 pick in next month's draft, according to team sources. Since the conclusion of the season, Houston fielded several calls from Phoenix, who have since gradually lowered their asking price for Durant, those sources said. There is a price where the Rockets would be interested, but would fear of breaking up their roster for a 36-year-old coming off of injury. Doubt remains over a deal materializing. There's also another report out there today on Durant that they are prioritizing a center in trade talks for KD, which brings me to my question, Leroy. No draft picks. Obviously got to match salary, so I guess that would be
Terry Rozier.
Rozier or Wiggins, but I would like to keep Wiggins in a deal like this. Let's say salary and Khalil Ware for Kevin Durant. Doing it. Not even thinking about it?
No.
That's a hang up immediately for you.
Yes.
Immediately.
Because basically what you're doing is you're throwing all your chips in for next year or the year after for old ass Kevin Durant.
I don't appreciate you saying old ass. That seems strong. Seems strong.
I don't mean it.
You've been wanting a bucket getter.
I don't mean it in a negative way.
When you say old ass, that's old. How other way old am I supposed ass. To take that?
Yeah.
What I'm saying,
maybe I love your old ass.
I just say old.
it doesn't
old. Right?
Yes.
I'm not getting rid of Kalel for KD.
He's only
it has
26.
Nothing to do with talent.
Okay.
It has to do with you're in this spot now because you've planned for the next 2 years. And now you have a lot of young talent. Don't plan for the next 2 years. So
what are we supposed to do?
There's guys out there.
What? Like who?
So who are you willing to give up for him? This is a Jovich pick situation you want to do?
Oh.
Keeping
everybody, Leroy.
No. You can't keep everybody.
You
got to give to get.
Jaime.
Boo.
All right, so basically you're giving him a car air freshener right now.
And I'll throw in Dunks.
Oh, okay, cool.
Jaime, Duncan Robinson, how many picks?
I give you this year's pick. You can go out and get
a 20.
You can go get a big.
What if the Heat did that? What if the Heat went in the realm of, we give up Khalil, we'll get a new Khalil.
Get a new Khalil.
In this year's draft.
No.
Come on.
Nope. Nope. Hmm. At some point, build what you have. If you believe in him,
I agree with that.
Then see it through.
What about a 7-foot Asian man?
What are we on Mars now? Seeing imaginary things?
No,
it's not true. There's a new new Yao Ming in this year's draft. I think he's actually on Team KD.
Look at that.
Forget his name though. I don't want to get it wrong for fear of repercussions.
For sure. I already did my Bruce Lee impression. That was not
Leroy good. Is really a Heat fan. Delusional trade machine.
Yeah,
I'm
you're
not
really,
being delusional.
No, you're being a little bit like, oh, not, I'll give you Jaime and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Jaime and, like, and Duncan.
Bob and Miramar could give me a more reasonable deal than that for Kevin Durant.
Okay, but here's the problem. You bringing Kevin Durant in is giving an indication that you are closer than you may be.
East wide's open, dude.
But okay, if I take KD and give up Kalel, how much further along are you than you were last year?
I mean, I think it fixes one of your biggest problems, which is being able to close out games, clutch scorer, go-to guy, opens things up for Tyler Hero.
Okay.
Leadership, championship, DNA. What? People say that. No, people have said that.
I don't bring his. We're not a tag team.
Someone
there.
Has said that. Someone has said that before.
Because
think about it like this, right? If you had that team, right, it would be.
Let's say Davion
coming back.
Davion, yes.
With Tyler.
Got to have somebody that could play.
Wiggins at the three.
Any type of defense up top.
Wiggins.
Yep.
KD Bam. So Bam back to center, essentially having KD as your stretch four. Pretty good. Pretty good.
Dude, can I just say this? I believe if you move Bam to the five, you're wasting his talents.
Not wasting his talents. I mean, they've had Bam at the five and they've made it to two finals before.
I mean, but that's when he... Like, what would be the point? What would be the incentive for Bam to expand his game if you're just going to keep throwing him at the five?
We're not expanding his game. We are now putting KD's expansion into the mix, and he's going
and
back.
And then in 2 years, then you're going to say, okay, Bam, go back and play the four.
I mean, we're not doing anything. I don't know what we're doing. Right now, we're trying to figure out how to win. Right now, we had 37 wins this year. You don't think that's worthy of trying to look at everything?
Yes, but you... The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result, correct? So if you bring KD in, trade some of your younger players, aren't, in effect, you're doing the same things you've been doing the last 3 or 4 years by bringing in veterans and so you got to kind of get away from that.
He's going to be the only old guy, though.
Yeah, but you're sacrificing your future.
Now what if we keep Jovic in that, and then we still got Jovic developing in the chamber, dude?
So would you give up? Well, see, they want a center. So they will want Kalel more than Jovic.
I'd imagine they would. Look, I imagine that he would be more willing to part with Jovic just because of the idea that you are going to have to probably pay Jovic probably by the end of this year. I don't know what he's going to end up getting or commanding.
Right.
But Kalel's on a rookie deal. So obviously you always want to run to the value as much of that as possible. Even though I think, as we just saw, Jovic is more playoff ready than Kalel is. Kalel's got a lot to prove as far as being a playoff player is concerned, especially in Spo's eyes, because he got absolutely dish ragged in these playoffs.
So
he was arguably the worst player in the series.
Who?
Kalel.
Yeah. I mean, but he's young.
100%. I'm giving him a pass. I'm just saying what the facts are.
I just they wouldn't take Jovic. But I would give up Jovic before I gave up Kalel.
Why wouldn't they take Jovic?
They want a center.
That's what they're prioritizing. But I'm saying, like, maybe
but
that's...
In effect, if you're by switching Jovic and KD, you're basically switching very similar players in that Jovic is not as good of a scorer as KD.
No, of course not.
But they kind of play the same area of the court. And they want somebody in the paint. So...
I get why you don't want to give up on Kalel. I love Kalel. I love his dunks. I love his blocks.
I love his attitude.
I just think that as athletic as he is,
with what we've seen,
imagine all the Bam
promise get better.
All the Bam promise that Bam had his rookie year, except 4 inches taller.
and came into the league shooting. Not great, but he can shoot. Okay.
But I did get excited when the Heat tweeted out a video of it saying Kryptonian season two loading, and it was him just shooting threes, and I was like, I like that.
Right.
It looked like the rotation got a little faster.
Ah.
I'm just saying. Like, remember when I am a big proponent of if you see something you like in a young player, then let's develop it, because in the end, the talent that you brought in to play a situation on your team is going to fit better than going to get somebody else, because you can groom him like you groom Bam, like you groom Tyler. You can groom Kalel to do exactly what you want him to do instead of bringing another player and accommodating what his game is.
I would love to get Kevin Durant without giving up Kalel. I'd be like, I think obviously it probably goes Bam, Tyler are untouchable in a KD deal, with Kalel very, very not likely wanting to touch that. But they're having talks about it. Like, I don't think it's a hang up with the Heat. But, you know, they call me the Jacques Cousteau of Heat film. And I remember when I did a deep dive on Bam's three. And I was like, there's a wider base.
Wider base, that's right.
I feel like when I watched Kalel Ware's recent shooting video, I felt like there was a tighter rotation on the basketball.
Tight rotation, wide base.
A little bit.
Pretty good.
You know, coming from you, I can't believe a damn word you said.
What do you mean, dude? That's I'm telling you. I felt like I put on my snorkel mask, and I was like, sacré bleu, it's at the rotation. That's me underwater, Jacques Cousteau. Deep diving.
Definition of insanity, coming from a guy with the blue beard.
Well, don't forget what... And don't forget what Pat Riley said. Remember what Pat Riley said?
What'd he say?
Change is the highest form of sanity.
Ooh, that's right.
That's what he said this past press conference.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Highest form of sanity.
I would give up, and I hate this, but I would give up Jovic before I give up Kalel.
All right, well, I won't tell him next year, as long as you don't tell me to do his mom's accent.
That's great.
I mean, remember what we thought about Jaime a year ago? And now? He did spend most of the year with the bubble guts.
He didn't spend most of the year with the bubble guts. Can we stop acting like he spent the year on the bowl?
He was always...
He kind of did.
He always had stomach problems all year.
His game was on the bowl, that's for sure.
No, did every game we said...
Spoke came up with an extra one. He goes, yeah, he actually had like four stomach issues. I was like, shoot, dude, okay. Keep that trade value up.
See, that's it. Wait, I'll take 10 years of Ware going 17-12, then KD going 27 points per game for 2 years.
The long game.
All right, so we're all in agreement. We're not giving away Kalel Ware for Kevin Durant.
We are not.
Correct. We have shot down your offer.
Yes. We've shot down your
offer. But we'll talk about Jovic.
Talk about Jovic.
Even though I don't like it.
And then you got to take Hunter.
Oh, you have to take Ivy?
No.
Wait, Terry.
So you take Jovic, that's the young
talent. I would love that on the phone.
Give him, and then you take, you give him, what's his name? Point guard.
Rozier.
Terry Rozier.
Love the idea of Pat Riley being like, no, you have to take Jaime.
You have to take Rozier.
No, please.
Three players.
Please take him.
You work something out with Terry Rozier, and he'll be a salad, you know, do what you got to do.
We'll take a break. Damage is done, my friend. Is next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This Pride Month, Risk has stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get the Risk podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm back. It's time to get to our favorite Tuesday game. The damage is done, my friend.
Damage is done.
Is Sean McDaniels back with the Patriots?
What?
What?
Is Josh McDaniels back with the Patriots?
My damage is done goes to Josh McDaniels.
Is their offensive coordinator again Josh McDaniels?
What are they doing? Well, I mean, he failed again.
You think he ever like just wants to be like, again with the Patriots?
Huh. Yeah, offensive coordinator for the Patriots.
Really?
Yeah.
He's back there? Just saw him on television. Mm. I was like, he's still doing that?
Still doing it.
Not just Belichick now, huh? He's coming back for Vrabel? All right, good for him. Hmm. My damage is done. This has been bothering me for the week.
Oh.
Wasn't feeling too good this weekend. And I was sitting on my bed and I threw up the old YouTube app. I was like, all right, let's see what my algorithm puts up here. Mm. And it threw on there Mind the Game, a podcast hosted by LeBron James and Steve Nash with guest Luka Doncic. I was like, I'll partake.
Yeah.
I like podcasts. Let me tell you something right now. The damage is done on this podcast.
Damage is done, my friend.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something about Steve Nash.
Okay.
Doesn't exactly have a future in broadcasting. I can understand now why LeBron James hired Podcast Boy before him as his head coach. Because JJ Redick, I will say, good at podcasts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Steve Nash, not good at podcasts. Good.
Boring.
Dude, he is so... I'm blaming Steve Nash. Because as a host, I feel like it's upon you to try and get the best out of your guests and your co-hosts.
All right.
This Steve Nash is so boring.
Okay.
You have probably the interview everybody wants. In Luka Doncic. And I don't have in... Now, they said it was part one of two. Well, here's the thought, dum-dums.
Yeah.
Part one has got to entice me to want to go to part two.
Yeah.
And you don't ask him about the trade in part one. I'm going to say swing and a miss. Yikes. And this thing was so boring.
Yeah.
Because Steve Nash... He just got no juice.
Okay.
And I'm just telling you right now, he's like, so guys, you ever play basketball growing up around the park?
Okay.
And LeBron's literally like,
what?
What's up, Steve? I'm like, yeah, you're putting LeBron, it's his podcast, and you're putting him to sleep, Steve Nash. And Luka's like, it was the only sport I was good at.
Okay.
And I'm like, this is the worst podcast I've ever seen in my life. The damage is done, my friend. I'm going to tell you something right now with that Luka Doncic, though.
Yeah.
He's sick of LeBron's ass.
Already?
Sick of him.
Why?
I come to your podcast.
Oh.
And you've bored me with Steve Nash. Like, I'm Luka Doncic, which, by the way, all those photos everybody took of Luka Doncic being skinny.
Yeah.
Trust me, as a fellow chipmunk cheeker.
Okay.
He's still eating right.
Look at you done, Leroy.
I'm telling you right now, that podcast may be the end of Luka and LeBron.
Yeah,
it was that bad. Yikes. It was awkward. They literally got nothing. They had an hour, which is supposed to be part one. Yeah. An hour with Luka Doncic. I got nothing other than he hates LA traffic, which, great. We all love traffic. Way to be an investigator, Steve Nash. And LeBron and Luka, two of the basketball powerhouses of our generation, telling us about youth sports. You want to know something, dude? I don't need to hear from the freaks on that one.
Huh.
I think their experience is going to be a little bit different than Timmy down the block.
Yikes, dude.
Play every sport.
It's the first episode.
It's a flop. I'm telling you. And you want to know what infuriated me?
Damage is done.
Like, everybody's stealing everybody's podcast clips all over the place on the internet.
Yeah.
You can't find an interesting podcast clip from this.
I was like, oh, I haven't seen anything.
Yeah, why would you? Because it was terrible.
Damn.
And I blame Steve Nash.
I blame Joe Rogan.
He should make Steve Nash the coach of the Lakers and bring back J.J. Redick to host the podcast.
That's how bad it was. Yikes.
And LeBron should just walk into the Lakers headquarters today and be like, the king is speaking. Oh. I have announced a positional change. J.J. Redick's like, oh, what are you doing, LeBron? He goes, podcast boy, back to podcasting.
Say podcast.
Steve Nash, you are now head coach. The king has spoken.
Is he clapping everywhere?
He's the king.
See, I guess that's what the king does.
Doesn't do that.
What do you mean the king doesn't do that?
That's his announcer.
Oh, well then, I don't know. Rich Paul then does it. I don't know.
Someone's doing it.
But it was, dude, it was such a bad podcast. And there's a part two?
That's unfortunate.
You better bring the juice part two. But I'll catch the clips because you're not fooling me against Steve Nash.
So, Leroy.
Hey, LeBron, what's it like having
the gender reveal for?
Okay.
Hey, LeBron, it's Steve Nash. What's like Luka like as a teammate? It's good basketball, Steve. Is this what you came up with? Sorry, man. Sorry. Luka, what's LeBron like? He's good.
He's good.
The king. Always want to play with him.
What's the kind of hard-hitting question you would have wanted Steve to ask?
Hey, Luca.
All right.
What's it like having your world rocked?
Whoa.
And being traded for a bag of donuts, dude?
Yeah, do you want to call anyone the B word?
Hey, LeBron, did you really not know that this trade was going down?
Because
you acted all surprised.
Yeah.
What's youth sports like? Dude, he was on ESPN when he was 15. What's youth sports like? I don't know, dude. He was the chosen one.
Both of them were.
Ask that question to Duncan Robinson. It's a ridiculous question to ask him.
Yikes.
Steve Nash.
You don't think there's any way they get an episode two?
It's got a million and a half views, I'm sure. It literally could just be Steve Nash, LeBron James, and Luka staring at each other, which basically was part one.
Damage
done. Do it for another part two, and that's part two. You'll get another million views.
Yikes.
Could just be. This should have been the podcast. Steve Nash, LeBron James, and Luka staring at their phones, drinking wine. That was the podcast. You would have gotten as much out of it. And Luka just going,
running and snatching the wine from Luka.
Yeah, exactly. And then just Luka's going, oof, Elon Musk again, huh? Just scrolling. What do you got, Leroy? What damage is done for? Oh. Anything else, though?
No! What do you mean anything else?
Damage
I've been
is
the
done.
Brunt of
damage
all jokes done, today, thanks to my wife.
I just want to thank
my life assistant.
I just want to thank Big Spoon for making today's show.
Oh.
She thinks I should keep it.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
you gotta.
I'm gonna be a Balchinian when I get done tonight.
Okay.
Baldchinian.
Heard.
Not Balchinian.
Heard. Men in Black, right?
Yeah.
First one.
Froggy?
My damage is done goes to a few teams in the NBA that are now paying the price for passing up on old Tyrese Halliburton. But, of course, there were many teams that made the same mistake. But recently in a conversation with Taylor Rooks, Mr. Halliburton discussed which specific team he took most personally. I think you'd find his answer pretty interesting.
Teams that passed on you, was there one that felt the most personal?
For sure. Detroit. I mean, there are a lot of teams I wanted to go to. I like Golden State a lot. That was like dream. But I knew they probably wouldn't pick me at 2. My workout with them, I probably missed like 5 shots. I'm giving you my best possible interview here. I was like, they're still probably not going to pick me. The Bulls, I thought would have been cool. The Knicks, the Pistons. With the Pistons, I knew they needed a point guard. I already felt like I was the best point guard in the draft because on ESPN, it has like the top players available. 1, 2, and 3 were Anthony Edwards, James Wiseman, and LaMelo Ball. So after that, I'm the number one best available. So every pick that's coming up is panning to the camera in my room. And every 5 seconds I'm popping up and I'm like, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing right now. I remember looking at my agent. He was like, and I was like, what is this? He's like, they're not picking me? Flashed up Killian Hayes, whatever. And I'm like, what? In the moment, I was just angry. Like, I was like, what do you mean they're not, like, they need a point guard and they're not picking me? So that one definitely felt the most personal, no question.
Yep.
Interesting.
I can understand that. Like, there's nothing worse than when your draft stock says you're the best available and 3 guys get picked before you. And what I would always like to know is, what did team see that think I wasn't worth that, right? So with me, they're like, yeah, we don't know if he's fast enough. We don't know if, you know, like, forget football. With me, forget watching the games. They went with all the other stuff, right? Oh, he, how fast is he? He's just a fullback. He's this, he's that. I was like, whatever. All right.
Damage is done to everybody who passed up on him. His revenge tour continues.
Ironically, he went to a team that also didn't need him positionally.
Right, so he got traded too. But they drafted best available.
Yep.
So,
Schmee then says, calm down, Bludini. Take a break.
Limp Roy Biscuit is my all-time favorite band.
Take a break. Back after this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. A podcast all about human connection and radical honesty. All through June for Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. You'll laugh, cry, and maybe even end up feeling a little bit better. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.